So the Lord Jesus reveals to us in the gospel today that it is not with the ticket that we enter heaven, but rather with the seeds of salvation that have been sown into the soil of our soul by the Lord Jesus Christ. The good news is that the Lord Jesus will sow the seeds on the good, the bad, the rich, the poor, the saints, the sinners. He will sow the seeds for all. The farmers will tell us that the sower in this parable is a terrible farmer, because farmers plant very carefully where they sow their seeds. They sow the seeds only on good soil so that it will yield the maximum products. And even on a good soil, they will till it and make sure. But this particular sower, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of all souls, will sow the seeds of salvation in all souls. Good soil, bad soil, rocky soil, cement soil, he will plant the seeds of salvation in all, because he does the will of the Father, who desires for all souls to be saved. But the bad news is that the seeds that are given to the soil, to our souls, can be taken away by the devil. The Lord Jesus said so. And the devil is a cunning enemy of God and of all of us, because the devil is bent to take all humanity to hell. The devil wants none of us in heaven with God, and the devil will do whatever it takes to lure us away from God. Whatever it takes. And the devil has changed his tactics many times. In the ancient days, when everybody believed in God, he pretended to be one of the gods. And that's why he made a show of possessions, you see. Spewing and strength and doing fantastic things through the persons that he possessed to show off as if he is one of the gods. People wonder why nowadays there's not as visible possessions of the devil. Well, because the devil has changed his tactic. When people no longer believe in God, the devil will also say, I don't exist. I am just the figment of imagination of Hollywood. Go and see all those, you know, shows, all the movies about me. I'm fake. I'm just made up. Today, the devil has changed his tactic once more. Because now, today, modern people don't care. Modern people just don't care about God, don't care whether the devil exists or God exists. So the tactic of the devil now is, I'm friendly. I know you don't care, but you need a friend. Just turn on TV, you see. I'm a complex character. There was a show named Lucifer. I'm a complex character. Don't box me in as evil. I can be a good friend. And so this is one of the dangers to the seeds of salvation that have been sown in the souls. Our souls. The devil can take it away. And we wonder, why is a good God Why is a good God let anybody go to hell? Well, remember, heaven is not a ticket. It's the seeds of salvation that must grow in the soil of our souls. God is a generous God who would sow the seed on every soul, but the devil can take it away. Another bad news is that persecution can cause the seeds not to grow. The fear of persecution, the fear of things in our lives can take away or prevent the soil to be good soil so that the seeds of salvation can grow in our soul. And this is true for all of us. None of us desire suffering or persecution. I always, when think of persecution, think of the 12 Franciscan priests who were murdered back when Yugoslavia. Back then, when it was under the Soviet Union, the communist soldiers gathered up 12 Franciscan priests, lined them up like this, and they shot the first guy with a gun, boom, on the head. Now, do you still believe in God? Second guy, third guy, fourth guy, until the 12th guy, he shot in the head all 12. You know, I think about that a lot, because I think if I were the second priest, I'm okay. If I was the first guy that got shot in the head, I'm okay, I'm gone. If I'm the second guy, I'm still okay. If I'm the third guy, I'm shaking a little bit. If I'm the fourth guy, if I'm the fifth guy, you know what? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And when you go down to the 11th guy and the 12th guy, what do you do? Will you still say, I'm Catholic, I believe in Christ, shoot me? Will you still say that? I am not sure about me. That's what persecution can do to the seeds of salvation that have been sown in our soul. The Lord Jesus said, the bad news is the worldly anxieties, worldly things can also take away and not allow the seeds of salvation to bear fruit in the soil of our soul. And boy, this is so true. In our days, it's not worldly anxieties, it's worldly goods. We have so much goods. We live in a land of abundance. One of the saddest things I hear as a priest throughout my 32 years as a priest is when I ask children, why don't I see you at Mass? Little children. And their response is, we're too busy. So sad. My heart breaks when I hear that. Why are you so busy? Well, I have ballerina lesson to go to. I have soccer game to play. I have baseball game to play. We have the park to go to. We have Disneyland to go to. Worldly goods can take away the seeds of salvation in our soul. ...99.9% of those children that miss Mass on Sunday to go to play soccer or go to play basketball or go to play whatever sports they do, 99.9% of them never go up to be a soccer player or a ballerina or whatever it is that they're missing Mass for. I think the percentage is even lower, if it even get lower. to be a professional sport player. So parents are having their children miss Mass for the worldly things that will come to nothing in their children's life. That's what the Lord Jesus is talking about. God is so generous, He sowed the seeds of salvation in all. But our soil, can they grow into our soil, in the soil of our soul? And if we are honest to ourselves, my brothers and sisters, we are all of those. We are the soil of all, with all of those conditions at different times in our lives, right? There are days when our soil, the soil of our soul, filled with rocks. There are days the soil of our soul so shallow. So I'll end with the good news. The good news is the Lord Jesus is the one. Not only he's the sower of the seeds of salvation, but he's also the one that can fertilize our souls, the soil of our souls. And that's why we're here. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad to be here with you. Because we know the condition of our soul. We know the condition of the soil that is our soul. And we are here to beg God, to beg the Lord Jesus, to make our soul fertile. Fertile. To fertilize our soul with the blood that flows down from the cross. To fertilize our soul with his flesh that's been ripped off of his body at the pillars. That's why we're here. We're here so that we can be saved by Jesus. I think it was Mother Angelica. A man who Mother Angelica knew, and one day she asked him, why don't you go to church anymore? He said to her, Mother, the church is full of hypocrites. Mother Angelica responded to him by saying, well, the church is big enough for one more. The man said that the church is filled with hypocrites, the people who think they're all that. Well, you and I know better. We are here knowing that we're not all that. We are here because he is all that. We are here not because we are bad. We are here because we are not good enough. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us surrender ourselves at this Holy Eucharist, the soil that is our soul that has been sown with the seeds of salvation, and hopeless. We are hopeless because we cannot fight the devil, because the persecutions that are coming may scare us. I mean, look at how many of us are still not at Mass because of the fear of whatever. COVID is passé, but still, how many people you know from your own families that no longer come to Mass since COVID? See what I mean? We know the condition of the soil of our soul. Fear, persecution can easily take us away. Worldly anxieties, worldly goods can easily distract us away. And the seeds that have been sown in our soul cannot grow. So let us together as a family of faith this morning, as we gather here in this house of God, surrender our soul together, knowing that we are not all that. He is all that. And when we receive Holy Communion once more, know what you are receiving. The blood that's flowing down from the cross, the flesh that's been ripped out of the body of the Divine Lord to fertilize the soil of our soul. When you receive Holy Communion today, say to him, save me, Lord. Make my soul fertile. Thank you for the seeds of salvation that will grow in my soul.